Temagami has a number of projects and goals that it will be pursuing for 2023. At Council's January 12 meeting, Mayor Dan O'Mara presented his view of projects and ideas for the year ahead. Those include working towards the completion of outstanding capital projects that have been successfully funded through grants, the ultraviolet system for the Temagami North Lagoon, upgrades to our drinking water system in Temagami South, the Caribou Mountain Chalet renovations, and the security camera project at the Lake Temagami Landing. He stated that work will continue on major projects that were started by the last council. Those include the Solid Waste Management Master Plan, finalize the Lake Temagami Landing Plan, obtaining ownership of our landfills, the municipality's Assets Management Plan, the Industrial Park Road Work, the Temagami Regional Economic Development Corporation, a joint corporation with Temagami First Nation to co-manage the landing, the Service Delivery Review, and completion of Fox Run Road. Other goals include two land use issues off the Lake Temagami Access Road, Oshato concerns, the former Ministry of Natural Resources property on Lakeshore, the demolition of the Ministry of Natural Resources house on Forestry Island, finalize the work on the official plan, acquire lands from the province for future development, review of municipal lands and disposition of lands policy, and getting Temagami dry to market. O'Mara said he also would like to see work started on some new ideas, which include the appointment of an Indigenous Elder Advisor to Council, continue discussions with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry to develop and maintain a recreational program on Lake Temagami as envisioned in their 2007 Recreational Planning Report, work with District of Nipissing Social Services and Administration Board on a new affordable housing project, and in conjunction with the Temagami First Nation, the expansion of nursing and personal support services for local seniors and to also provide these services to residents on the lake. O'Mara said efforts will be made to keep our operating budget and tax increases to a reasonable rate. The municipality will also work toward improvements to the Lake Temagami Access Road and continue to search for various funding streams. The town will also look further into partnering with Temagami First Nation to maintain the road and have redevelopment costs refined, seek out funding to build a new community center in Martin River, modern public washrooms at the Temagami train station and Lake Temagami access point, continue to work with the Ministry of Transportation on a plan for a path along Highway 11 on Lake Temagami as you head south out of town, and either a roadway expansion or dock system that connects Finlayson and town, discussions with the Ministry of Transportation on a plan to build a vehicle, boat washing station and charging station at the new rest center being planned for Martin River, and improved cell service and future broadband expansion across all areas of the municipality. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiskaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.